Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great to be back with you. The U.S. Open taking place at Oakmont. Dan Reardon, our KMOX senior golf editor, is with us. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tom.
If I were to say the leader at the U.S. Open thus far, I would say that would be Oakmont. It has hurt the field in many ways, although there is still time to catch the leader right now, Sam Burns.
Tom, you hit the nail on the head. You know, we've been doing the Sunday morning leaders at majors for quite a few years. And what's different about this is Oakmont. You know, there's 156 players who played in this tournament. I think if you ask all 156 the same question, what's a harder course you've ever played? I don't think one of them could give you an answer to that question. This is harder than Shinnecock, where Koepka won at one over par. This is harder than Wingfoot, where Bryson DeChambeau won at 5 under par. This is harder than 2016 when Dustin Johnson won. To put this course in its perspective, you and I were on the air together as Angel Cabrera came down the stretch and won in 2007 at Oakmont. What we may not remember is Cabrera finished at 5 over par to win that championship, and the player he beat shooting 5 over par was Tiger Woods. There is no course like Oakmont when it's played for a major championship.
Especially after rain like it had yesterday. What makes it so difficult, Dan? Is it the rough? Is that rough that you just have to stay in the fairway?
Well, I'll give you two answers to the question. The first one is it punishes you in every phase of the game. If you make a mistake off the tee, it will punish you severely. If you make a mistake into the greens, it will punish you severely. If you put it in a bunker, it will likely punish you severely. And if you get on the greens and make any misjudgment on speed, it will punish you again. And the other thing I'll point out to you, Tom, the difference between success and failure for the leaders today or anybody on this golf course can come down to as much as 1 inch. If you miss a green and it rolls off into the edge of that rough and into the long rough, that 1 inch could cost you an additional stroke. So that's the task that these leaders face today. That's the task the entire field faces today. And that's why this is so different than talking about Scheffler at the PGA or Rory at the Masters. You can't say, well, if he just goes out and shoots par today, you know, if that's what Sam Burns does, he'll win this Open Championship. There's no guarantee that Sam Burns will be even leading this championship after 9 holes, or he could be maybe 2 shots better than he is currently. But you're going to hang on for dear life. You're not going to go, you know, people back up on the final day at a major, and the leaders tend to back up on the final day of a major. Today, I look, there's 2 players right now on the course that are 1 under par for the round. The rest of the field is over par.
And among them, Rory McIlroy, who is on the course right now, playing number 9. He is 2 under for the day, but +8 for the tournament. Bryson DeChambeau didn't even make the cut. Xander Schauffele is even today through a 1 hole. He's +7. Dan, it's really something. John Rahm's even. He's +7. As you mentioned, some of the best players in the world. You look at the world golf rankings. Scottie Scheffler is +4 as he gets his round started at noon today. But let's go back to McIlroy. Before we talk about the leaders again, what do you make of McIlroy evading the media? I don't think there's any other word to use there, although he did talk to them after the round yesterday and kind of explained his stance. Like, hey, it's not in the rules for me to talk to you, so I don't need to talk to you, and I've earned that right. How is that being taken, do you think, by your fellow colleagues?
Oh, not well at all. Absolutely not well at all. And he'll get hammered for that, and he deserves to be hammered for that. Rory is it's sort of interesting. Rory has been front and center so often in the last couple of years. Particularly, he took the brunt of the questions as LIV conversations were taking place. Rory got burned at the PGA when they leaked the information that his driver no longer qualified to be played. And he wasn't cheating. That was, there were other players in that same circumstance, but they leaked his name. And I think that burned him in a way that he felt was unfair. I know he felt it was unfair because he expressed as much about it. Now, shutting the media down is not going to solve this problem. Pouting about this is not going to solve this problem. And I think, you know, he sort of threw the challenge at them yesterday when he said afterwards, you know, I'm not required to talk to you, and that's my choice. And he's right about that. But he may be forcing the issue as far as the entire PGA Tour is concerned. They are going to have to mandate that players not duck the media. You know, in other sports, my understanding is in Major League Baseball, they bring players in for you to talk to, but you no longer have access to the clubhouse after the game, access to all the players. And we've seen that in other sports. Golf has been a little more generous in terms of their time. You know, I saw Scheffler after shooting even par. He's sitting well out of the lead of the championship, and he was on with NBC, and he was just delightful. He was laughing. He was very conversational. He had played with his young child and his wife. That's who Rory can be, and I just think he needs to find his way back to that point.
I hear that, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to media, I understand that it's changing. And I heard someone make the point today on PGA Tour radio that, you know, media is changing. So Bryson DeChambeau, for example, could shoot a video after his round, and that's the media access that people get. No, that's not the same. You can't sit there and control the message yourself and not answer questions. I mean, that's the whole point of having a media contingent there, and that's what journalism is. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting, Dan, to see how it all turns. Back to Scheffler. Scheffler, 4 over today. He's the only one in the field, Dan, maybe Victor Hovland, but Hovland's a little closer, 3 shots back, that could make a magical last-second run if the others come back to par. Would you agree with that, even though he's seemingly too far back to do so, 8 back?
Yeah, it's very similar to what we talked about on Sunday at Augusta, where I thought Scheffler had not played well for 3 days and still had that kind of firepower that if he found that ignition switch and got it started, he could.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do that. You know, I go back to the point about the golf course. Why is this golf course so difficult? Really, it boils down to, I think, it exposes the PGA Tour players as players that build their careers and their performance around the driver. And so this is not a PGA Tour event. This is a 7,300-yard course, not a 7,600-yard course. And whether it's Scheffler or DeChambeau, whatever it might be, so many players in today's game rely on the driver to establish the foundation for whatever else they do in the round. And this course doesn't care whether you hit every fairway, as J.J. Spahn has been doing, or you miss quite a few fairways, as Sam Burns. It doesn't care. You know, I'll draw an analogy to you, Tom. We're close to the end of the NBA Finals. Would the same teams be in the NBA Finals if they didn't have a three-point line? Because a three-point line defines professional basketball. The driver defines professional tour golf today. And this course has taken that driver out of their hands to a certain extent, and they have to find a way to win without it.
That's such a great point. I mean, for somebody like Rory McIlroy, who hits bombs and has literally won tournaments with his driver and just hitting wedges in from there, you can see why he's frustrated and why any of the big bombers are frustrated. Dan, going back to the top here, what I do like is that I'm learning about J.J. Spahn. I'm learning about Sam Burns. Look, I'm a big golf fan, as you know, and I've covered the game, but I don't watch every tournament. I've got other things that I have to cover and have to do. I watch the majors, but I don't watch every tournament, so this is my opportunity. I like when there are unknown names on the leaderboard. I know that the networks and some casual fans might not love it, but I do.
And you know, Tom, you know, because I spend more time, because this is the only sport that I really intend to follow. I can tell you that I was aware of J.J. Spahn mostly because of how well he played at the Players' Championship and how unfortunate that odd 17th hole in the playoff cost him a chance to beat Rory in the Players' Championship. I've been familiar with Sam Burns because he was touted as one of the really great additions to the Ryder Cup team, and he was a very big disappointment in Italy. And certainly I'm aware of Adam Scott, and what I hope is not true today for Adam, that has been true. Adam has played very well in the last year or so until he got to the back nine on Sunday, and then he started to give strokes back. And so I've been, and then Victor Hovland, I'm aware of Victor Hovland because he shot 80 to dust out of the Memorial tournament, and then came back a week or two later and won a tournament. So I follow these guys, but you're right, Tom. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing personalities that we don't get a chance to see as often as we'd like to. And I think part of that is the signature events, which really spend all their time and energy on the elite fields.
Victor Hovland, one of the great ball strikers in the world. He is three shots off the lead. Burns, four under. Scott, who is a major champion, the only one in the top 10, three under, along with Spahn. Hovland, one under. And then everyone else is even or worse. Ortiz, even par. Hatton, I like him a lot. One over. Lawrence, one over. And the rest of the top 10. Neergaard, Peterson, two over. McIntyre, Young, tied at three over. Everybody else tied for 11th, including Scottie Scheffler. Dan, what a treat to be able to chat with you. As always, it is golf's third major of the season. It is the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Enjoy that final round.
And Tom, one quick note. The four guys at the top of the leaderboard all fade the ball, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I think accuracy is rewarded when you fade the ball.
That's a really good point that I'm trying to do in my own game, but I don't play enough to even come close. Dan, appreciate you. Have a great day.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
That is Dan Reardon, KMOX's senior golf editor. Happy Father's Day to everyone. When we come back, we're going to talk a little hockey. It's the head coach at Lindenwood, brand new coach. He's going to be introduced tomorrow, but he will make his first comments here today, and that is Keith Fisher. Back in a moment on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.